Hey friends, over 60% of you are listening to me right now on an Apple product. iPhone, iPad, iTunes. I need your help. The truth is, Apple will make this podcast more discoverable to new listeners the more reviews it has. So I'm here asking you to take a moment and leave a review. If you've gained any value from this podcast, the greatest thing you can do for it, besides spreading the word and telling friends, is leaving a review. It's real simple. If you're on your phone, head over to my podcast page within the Apple Podcast app and leave a review. Or if you're on a computer, you can head over to my podcast page within the iTunes app. That's it. That's all I ask. And if you have other podcasts that you love, do them a favor and do the same for them. It'll make their day. Now let's get this podcast started already. So I was just sitting on my couch and doing absolutely nothing. And I was just like, you know, I feel like I should record a podcast. So today I'm going to talk to you about giving value. All right. So are you giving value to those around you? Are you giving value to people? Like if you have something that you want to do or you want to be great at, you have to give value before people will come to you and expect to pay you to do stuff. So like, take me for instance. I've loved photography for as far back as I can remember, okay? Disposable cameras in the late 90s and early 2000s, digital cameras. I never got really fascinated with actual cameras with rolls of film. I never really, other than disposable cameras. But as far back as I can remember, I've always been about pictures. And it wasn't until I'm 35 years old, I'll be 36 next month, and it dawned on me, Gary, why aren't you trying to do photography professionally? It just clicked. So I thought of, how can I offer value so that those around me can see what I have to offer, and then they may want to potentially hire me to do a shoot, primarily bands and concerts, because that's really what I'm into. Okay. So it goes like this. I bought a camera, a Canon T7i. It's a decent DSLR, probably mid-range, let's say. And now I'm not some super photography expert. Like I don't know about, you know, I'm still learning about all the, you know, ISOs and all that. Like, I don't know all the technical stuff, right? I just know how to take a picture and I know if it looks good or not. And I think that that's like a true artistic type way of looking at it. Like, I don't know all the geeky, nerdy specs of it, which I will learn. But in the meantime, I'm just figuring out. I bought the thing and I'm figuring it out on the go. But this is not necessarily a photography podcast. This is a podcast about giving value. So I want you to think about, is there something that you're doing for my weight loss peeps? You're telling your story on Instagram. That gives value. You know, maybe you're offering recipes or you're showing transformation photos with a long message talking about the mindset and how you feel behind that. And that is giving value to others. So whether you're hanging out on Instagram, or if you're on YouTube or anywhere else, are you giving value to others? So I went to a concert this past weekend that I was already planning to go to. Already planning to go to it. No question, I was going to be there. And I decided I'm going to bring my camera because Gary at concerts takes pictures. That's just what he does. Normally it's with his phone and they look pretty decent. I have an iPhone 10, but I was like, let me bring my DSLR. So I checked out with the promoter of the concert and said, hey, can I bring my DSLR? I want to take pictures of the festival that I was going to. And they said, yeah, you can bring your DSLR in. No problem. So I go in there and I take like 1,800 photos. Now I have the philosophy of it's better to take more photos and have more than enough to pick from than picking your shots and thinking you got it and then you don't actually get it. So I went and I took 1,800 photographs at this concert, a concert I was already going to. I took several pictures of each act. And then after the show was over, I went home and I put in my SD card in the computer. I started going in Lightroom and applying presets and cleaning up the images, making them look really good because the presets really make them pop. And I put them on my photography Facebook page, which is facebook.com/GaryTakesPhotos. Wink, wink. And I was tagging the bands that played in these photos. And so I was giving value to these bands. Now, these bands will normally go and pay photographers hundreds of dollars to take their photos, group photos. Hey, come to my concert and shoot my band. But for me, I'm still getting my feet wet. And so I'm like, what is the best way that I can display what I can do? Well, it's real simple. I offered value. I went and I took 1,800 pictures at a concert I was already going to. And then I uploaded them to social media, tagged the bands in there. And the response I got was pretty overwhelming. For my first actual shoot that I've ever done that was official but kind of unofficial in the sense that nobody really knew I was coming except for the promoter and we didn't really have like a deal. I just wanted to take photos. If they sucked, I sure as hell wasn't gonna share them. I needed to see, could I take pictures? And so here's the thing, guys. When you go and you take these pictures and you tag the bands, in my case, I'm offering value to these people. Now, let me tell you how that comes back to you. Now, first of all, when you do this, you should not expect a damn thing, right? Do not expect anything in return. Because when you have a passion to do something, you just do it. And you go all the way with it. It's all or nothing. You go all in, okay? What happened afterwards was people reaching out to me. And this is also people that weren't even at this show that just saw the photos and said, oh my God, this is amazing. What are your rates? I would like to hire you to do a job. And so it clicks. You give value to others without expecting a damn thing in return. And what you find on the other side is that people are more likely to want to work with you or do stuff for you because you gave value first. And so that is the whole point of this whole podcast, is saying, whether you're doing your weight loss journey on Instagram, whether you want to take photos, whether you want to do a podcast, a YouTube, anything, no matter what it is, giving value far outweighs anything else you can do. You go and do stuff for free first. And you show people what you got. And you get so good. And I'm not saying I'm there yet. I'm working towards it. But you get so good that you cannot be ignored. And at that point, you're unstoppable. So go out, find out what you're passionate about, and offer as much value around that particular thing that you are passionate about. Give as much value as you can, within reason, of course. I'm not saying work free forever, but offer value where you can, where it makes sense, and watch what happens when you don't expect anything, but you deliver on what you're trying to do, and the rest, my friends, falls right into place. So ask yourself this question, and then come to Instagram, swipe up on the DM, and hit me up and tell me how you're going to give value to the people around you.